Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
And we are now joined by Katie Morin. She's the owner at Social Anxiety Antidote, based out of Montreal, Quebec. SocialAnxietyAntidote.com is the website, and she's here to talk about her coaching programs and so much more. Katie, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well. Please say hello and introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a social anxiety coach, and I help people who struggle with loneliness and isolation due to social anxiety feel confident and experience happiness with other people. I help people with their anxiety through evidence-based methods like cognitive behavioral therapy, neuro-linguistic programming, and hypnosis.
Great. And you offer so many different types of courses in regards to social anxiety that I want people to learn about. But let's first find out exactly what social anxiety is. Can we talk about that?
Sure. Social anxiety can be might be like feeling self-conscious and anxious in a social situation. It's the fear of being judged, worrying about what others might think of you, and it's often accompanied with physical symptoms like blushing, fast heartbeat, and upset stomach and nausea.
Brought you into this field, would you mind sharing a personal story with you and what brought you into becoming this type of specific coach to deal with people who have this anxiety?
Yes, well, I suffered from social anxiety for many years, and it's only when I joined Toastmasters that I was able to overcome it. And I just recently in Toastmasters, because I'm still in Toastmasters for the past 4 years, and I recently won a public speaking contest.
And how long did it take to overcome, and how did you find solace? Did you go to someone like yourself to help you get over this?
Yes, I did a bit of cognitive behavioral therapy. I think that's the best thing to overcome social anxiety. Also, Toastmasters really helped me because it's a kind of exposure therapy where you are in front of people every week. So that was really helpful for me.
Well, let's dive a little bit further into, how you really help people. Let's talk about the process, because I know you mentioned you have a 12-week coaching program. Also, hypnosis you do. So you do offer a free, it's a 30-minute mastermind group. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not free, is it? Or it's a free session? I think it is. You tell us.
Yeah, it's a free session so that I can see how I can help people. But the mastermind group is not free, but it's a great place for people to share and learn from each other. And it's kind of an exposure therapy also. But my program is a 12-week coaching program, and I use different techniques like NLP, CBT, and hypnosis.
Can you give us specifics into how the 12-week program works? You're working with someone one-on-one. Is this a group coaching program? And how many times do you meet? And I'm assuming your work is virtual?
Yes, it's all virtual. It's weekly sessions, and it's one-on-one. So I use the mastermind group as a added thing that it's a group, but the coaching program is only one-on-one. And we
typically, so how many times a week are you meeting, or is it once a day? How does it all work?
It's once a week.
And for how long?
For 12 weeks.
Talk about some of the techniques you use to help people overcome anxiety. Let's go over some of the processes that you use.
So I use CBT to help them identify their negative automatic thoughts, because as we know, our thoughts can influence the way we behave and the way we feel, and our thoughts are really the only thing that we can control. So once we are able to identify and then challenge our negative thoughts, it really helps us with the social anxiety.
So if I'm someone who has social anxiety, what is the first thing you'd start telling me? Is there certain rituals and habits I should start learning to do? And, you know, am I journaling? Am I praying? Am I, what are some of the types of things that would help me get over it?
I use the journaling. I have a worksheet that I gave all my clients, and each day they have to write down their negative thoughts, and then they have a way of challenging them, and that's really helpful to begin with.
So journaling is one of the ways. What other things do you teach in your class?
We have NLP techniques. There's a lot of techniques. It depends on the client. Sometimes I use the different techniques.
Okay, what exactly is NLP techniques? Could you explain that?
Well, one of the things might be anchoring. So we look back at a memory that was very positive, and when we have to go be in social situations, we think back of that memory so that we can be in the moment and feel positive thoughts.
Now, you also use hypnosis, correct? What is that, and how does that process work?
So I use hypnosis in a way that can help clients imagine how a social situation might occur to them. And we go over the situation, and since we use the subconscious mind with hypnosis, they can use this and feel confident before the social situation happens.
Okay, and let's talk about maybe some of the results here. I'm looking at this. You say for your fears, understand fear, understand how it controls you, and learn to fight back. Learn how to use grit, resilience, and perseverance to transform failure into your advantage. So from socially awkward to socially awesome, how to thrive in social situations when you suffer. Now, you mentioned healing your gut, healing your life in an 8-week program. Could you talk about that?
Yes, I do have a program more related to the gut, but as we know, like, the gut is the second brain, so it relates to anxiety. Sometimes people, when they feel anxious, they feel it in their gut, in their stomach. So having a program like that can help people really get rid of anxiety. You know, just talking about the brain part, but the gut part is also important.
Now, what is fear, and why do people suffer with this fear? What happens to the body? Are they dealing with some type of trauma? What do you end up noticing about people with social anxiety? Where does it come from?
Well, it really depends on the person. It might be something that they experienced when they were young, where maybe someone made fun of them, or it might be something that they learned from someone else. Maybe they saw someone being judged, and they thought, oh, I cannot do that because I'm going to get judged. And it can be a lot of factors that make people have social anxiety.
And Katie Morin's here talking about her coaching programs to help so many people out there that suffer with this. You know, you can reclaim the life you deserve from public speaking, overcoming terror to triumph. And her courses really focus on defining public speaking in a way that can really help you handle your fears. It's designed to help you create strategies that will give you the means to create an effective oral presentation, whether you're directing a video conference or giving a toast during a special occasion. Let's talk about that. A lot of people happen to do Zoom this year. You know, the past year of the pandemic has been hard for so many people, and people have been having to be in the office on the computer, in a sense. So how have you seen people affected by that, this type of social anxiety now, having to participate in Zoom conversations?
Yes, it wasn't easy for everyone. To even people who didn't have social anxiety before now have social anxiety because of Zoom and everything. So this program is great for people who have to do public speaking, even on Zoom. Of course, it's totally different than in person, but we can adapt to it, and now it gets easier.
Now, you're able to help clients if they're doing a presentation. presentation or something at work? Is that part of the program too?
Yes, absolutely. Because a lot of people come to me because they have to talk more in meetings and they get anxious. They don't know what to say. They are afraid of really speaking their mind because they think they're going to be judged. So we work on that.
Let's talk about some of the testimonials and the people you've helped. Could you give us some examples specifically of the things they've helped you, that you've helped them overcome?
Yes, I work with people of public speaking and with the help of Toastmasters also, because I'm a big fan of that. It's really an easy way of meeting new people and being in front of people each week. So it really, I use that with my coaching program to really help them be confident in front of people. I also use really the identifying automatic negative thoughts, and that really helps clients be more confident in themselves and see that what they think might not be the reality.
Got it. Let's also take a look on your website. You offer a space where you blog, and there's some blog updates on there. Free resources you offer, and the courses here are all in one place. You could sign up there right online, correct?
Yes.
Great. And let's talk more about how you can help people. I mean, there's so much to, you say the power of visualization. What is that?
Well, the power of visualization is really important for people who have social anxiety, because these kind of people tend to focus on the negative part and imagine the worst. Like if they have to go in a social situation, they might imagine the worst that could happen. People are going to laugh at them and they're going to be judged. So using visualization techniques to help them visualize the best that could happen, which really helped them go into the world and have that experience. And it really helped me also when I was in Toastmasters doing public speaking. And one of the things that I had is that when I was giving a speech, like a prepared speech, I would always think that I would forget what I wanted to say. And it always happened. I always forget what I want to say because that's what I was thinking about. So with visualization, I was able to imagine myself doing the speech, not forgetting anything, people being impressed with my speech, and it really worked. When I started using visualization regularly, now I'm able to really do great presentation instead of forgetting what I wanted to say.
Can you give us any specific visualization tips for maybe someone at home who wants to start trying some of this, but a little apprehensive to reach out to you right now? What are some things they can be doing? How does the visualization process work?
Well, it's fairly easy. You just have to be in a space where there's no distraction. Just close your eyes and imagine a social situation that you might have to do in the future, and just imagine yourself feeling great, being happy, and just it kind of tricks the mind into really feeling it, because the mind doesn't understand that it's really not happening. So really imagine in all the details.
All right, and with just 2 minutes left in the show, I just want to make sure we can talk a little bit about self-care here and the self-care system you provide.
Yes, so it's a 1-year program where each month you have a new thing that you have to do to take care of yourself, because it's so important to take care of yourself. And I feel like people who have social anxiety, they don't take care of themselves. They tend to be very negative people.
All right, great. Well, Katie Morin, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, talking about your coaching, socialanxietyantidote.com. One more time, let's review the types of coaching programs you offer to our listeners here today and your clients.
Yeah, so I have the 12-week coaching program, and I have the mastermind group, and I have also all the online courses that they can sign up to.
So the 12-week program, the 8-week program, and what's the Why Worry course?
So it's to help people understand why they worry and help them stop worrying.
Well, thank you so much. And in closing today, what do you want to leave with our listeners?
I want to say that if you have social anxiety, I know it's not easy, but I used to have social anxiety, so I know what it's like, and I know that if I was able to overcome it, then anyone can do it. So I can help you with that.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for reaching out here to our listeners. I hope someone feels the urge to give you a call and overcomes their fears with your help. Thank you so much, Katie Morin. Once again, best form of contact, socialanxietyantidote.com. And so let's talk a little bit about socialanxietyantidote.com. Again, that's your website, and you're here to help people overcome social anxiety. Would you mind explaining that?
Yes. So I am a social anxiety coach, and I help people who struggle with loneliness and isolation due to social anxiety feel confident and experience happiness with other people. I help people with their anxiety through methods like cognitive behavioral therapy, neuro-linguistic programming, and hypnosis. I created Social Anxiety Antidote to help people cope with their symptoms, manage their condition, and live the life they deserve.
Beautiful. So on the website, if you go to socialanxietyantidote.com, you can click on the Join Us Today link, and you get free guides. And there's also paid programs to help you regain control of your life.
So I have a blog on Medium where people can read articles. I write articles once a week.
I know you offer NLP, CBT, and hypnosis. Could you explain some of those techniques to us and maybe talk about your background and the type of training you had and what brought you here?
So I first started with wellness coaching training, and I really liked it, but I felt like I didn't have enough resources to really help people. So that's why I went with cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a form of physiological treatment that has been demonstrated to be effective for a range of problems, including anxiety. So there's numerous research studies that suggest that CBT leads to significant improvement in quality of life. CBT can be as effective as some other form of therapy or medication even. So that's why I went with that, and then I found out about neuro-linguistic programming, and it involves analyzing strategies used by successful individuals and applying them to reach a personal goal. It relates to thoughts, language, and pattern of behavior learned through experience to specific outcomes. And I find that these two techniques are different but similar at the same time, and that's why I like to use them in my programs. I recently started using also hypnosis that can really help people.
Can you tell us some of the things that, you know, when you suffer from social anxiety, and I know you had your own personal experience with this, so you can really relate to your clients, which is important. Tell me about what it does to you, what it does to your body.
Well, it's different for everybody, but I would say for me and from what I see from my clients, it can be really something, like for me, it was in my stomach. Like every time I had to talk in front of people, I had really bad stomach ache, I was sweating, I was really nervous. Like I almost passed out one time just because I was like so nervous.
Got it. And so it makes your stomach uncomfortable?
Yes.
And also public speaking. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So I loved public speaking. That was one of the things that really helped me overcome social anxiety. I joined a Toastmaster group, and every week I had to talk in front of like 30, 40 people. And at first it was not easy for me. I didn't like it at first, but then I went every week. I took small roles, I started doing speeches, and I started to really love it because I made some great friends there, and people are so supportive in Toastmasters. there's really every time you do a role, you have feedback, really supportive, so it helps you keep going. I've been in Toastmaster for 4 years, and I still love going, and recently I won a public speaking contest, so that's really interesting, and I always suggest to my clients that they join a Toastmaster group, even if we do coaching, like doing something else, like Toastmasters is really a great way to have exposure therapy. Because some people with social anxiety, they don't have many friends, they don't know how to make friends. So being in Toastmasters, that's really a great way to start being with other people and interacting in that way.
Great. And what else did you want to share about your programs with our listeners?
Well, I have a lot of programs because I wanted to help as much people as I can with every issue that people with social anxiety have. So I have this program about worrying. That's something that a lot of people with social anxiety struggle with. And I have another one on visualization that can really help people who have social anxiety because they tend to be to imagine the worst. So if they can master the art of visualization, that can really help them with social anxiety. The self-care system to make sure that they take care of themselves, because that's something also with social anxiety that we forget to do. And the self-confidence transformation to help people boost their confidence, because again, that's something that people with social anxiety really struggle with.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely do. And the fact that you've overcome this, would you mind sharing your personal experience? How long did it take? And what are some of the techniques you use to help you?
Yeah, so it took me a long time, actually, just to figure out that I had social anxiety. I've always been very shy, but I had to do some research, and then I found online some people talking about it, and I was like, oh, that's what it is. And then I found cognitive behavioral therapy, and I did that, and that really helped. And also joining Toastmasters. For me, like, I think that's one of the things that really helped me, because there's something important about cognitive behavioral therapy to just be aware of our thoughts. And then with Toastmasters, I was able to just be in front of people and interact with them, and that really helped me. So all of this together really helped me overcome social anxiety.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. And what is the mastermind all about? I see that on the website.
Yes, so it's a kind of a group program where people can join anytime, and every week we focus on different topics related to social anxiety, and that's really a great way for people to talk to people who are just like them and be able to understand more about social anxiety.
Let's talk a little bit, if you can, you know, in regards to maybe some of the types of people you've helped regain control. I mean, some people that were so fearful and anxious, how do they eventually reach out to you? How do you, you know, because it could be so fearful for them to start talking to someone new like yourself.
Yes, that's the first step is always the hardest. I remember when I wanted to reach out to someone and I had to make a phone call, and I didn't want to do that. So I have a great way for people to reach me, and it's a platform called coach.me. It's a website, and people can reach out to me there with chat. So they don't have to talk. We don't have to see each other on video, and they can talk to me every day, and I respond. And that's another great way for people who are really, really socially anxious.
Yeah. You say a lot of people have this negative self-talk. Could you talk about the positivity and how important positivity is in our lives?
Yes. So negative self-talk is really something that can affect people who have social anxiety. So it's really important to change this. And it's important to maintain a positive inner dialogue. When you're positive, you will be able to put in the effort to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. And anything you can give us advice on how to stay positive each and every day? Should we wake up? Should we be doing something? Could you give us any tips on that?
Yes. So as soon as you wake up, you can think about three things that you are grateful for in your life. It can be really anything, really small, and also celebrate accomplishments. So people who have social anxiety usually focus on the negative, but it's important to celebrate any small accomplishment, anything that you can be proud of, and write it down so that you can go back to it when you're feeling down.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, positive self-talk. Shouldn't we be waking up every day and telling, you know, we are beautiful, we are amazing, we are successful. I have a 4 and 6-year-old, right? So that's what I kind of do to them. And I try to keep them in a positive mindset, which I know you believe is just super important.
Absolutely. And what I do is I have a list of kind of affirmations that I have, like, on my phone. And when I wake up, I read them, and when I go to sleep, I also read them again, and that's a great way to remember these positive things.
Yeah, absolutely, and we have 5 minutes left in the show. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the importance of, you know, your program?
Yes, well, I think that, as we said before, it's not easy to take the first step, but it's the most important one. And if you are able to do that, it's going to be easier. And with practice, it's going to get a lot easier, but we have to start practicing and not always avoid things that we don't want to do. We have to face our fears, and that's how I can help people with that.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's a real positive thing that you're doing here. And can I just ask, when you're working with some and you commit to the program, you know, how do you keep in touch with them? Are you doing more? Is it all one-on-ones? I mean, you have some great videos. Are those on YouTube? Yeah, on YouTube. Okay. How do you work with them? Is it strictly Zoom? Is it on the phone? What do you prefer?
So for my 12-week program, it's on Zoom once a week, but I'm also available with emails if they really need help. For my other program on Coach Me, it's only through chat. And if they want to do a Zoom call, it's also available. So I'm really trying to be available for my clients in any way that I can.
Got it. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for sharing and doing what you do. And let's talk about it. So people want to call you. What is your best form? What's your phone number, website? And we'll get all that important information in. And thank you again for being here.
Thank you. So people can reach me on my website, socialanxietyantidote.com. They can schedule a call, a free call there.
Perfect. So the website, socialanxietyantidote.com. There's also links there to, is it Facebook and to Instagram, YouTube? You name it, you're there. My goodness.
Yes.
You know, just a last word of inspiration to our listeners. Would you mind leaving something for us?
I would say that if you suffer from social anxiety, I know what it's like. So I can really help you. You just have to take the first step, and I'll be there to guide you along the way.
Beautifully said. All right. Thank you so much for your time.